Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, Salam. So welcome, this is another episode of Lantern. So we have a new story and a lot to hear about that and of course learn about that. On the continuation of this program Lantern, we have a new story to listen to. The title of our story is Nasiruddin Teaches a Lesson. By the way, Nasiruddin is a household name in Turkey. One day the Nasiruddin was traveling on his donkey through a village when he noticed that a large group of agitated men was gathered around a well. Several women stood a short distance away, wailing. Nasiruddin got down from his donkey, tied it to a tree, and approached the crowd. "What is going on here?" Some in the crowd replied, "A man fell down the well and we do not know how to get him out." Nasiruddin said, "Bring me a rope and I will help you." A young man ran to a house and brought back a thick, long, twisted rope. Nasiruddin carefully lowered the rope into the well and shouted to the man who had fallen in to tie the rope securely around his waist and firmly hold onto it with both hands. He then asked four strong men in the crowd to pull the rope. When the hapless man was rescued, the villagers shouted, "Allahu Akbar," with joy. The women stopped wailing, raised their hands up to the heavens and prayed for Nasiruddin. Word got out about the exploits of Nasiruddin, and his fame spread far and wide. People started to look upon him as a man of wisdom and sound judgment. A few months later, as Nasiruddin rode his donkey through another village, he noticed that a house was on fire. A large crowd had gathered, shouting, pointing their fingers at the roof of the burning house. When they saw Nasiruddin, they pleaded with him, "Oh, wise Nasiruddin, please help us. The house is on fire and there is a man trapped on the roof. We do not know what to do." "Do not worry. Bring me a rope." A rope was brought. Nasiruddin threw it to the man trapped on the roof and asked him to tie it securely around his waist and hold on firmly to it. He then asked four young men to pull the rope. The trapped man came crashing down to the ground and was dragged out of the fire. The villagers cheered Nasiruddin, praising him that he had rescued yet another man from a dire predicament. They took a procession through the village with Nasiruddin on his donkey to celebrate. When they returned to the burnt house, they noticed that the man who had been pulled from the roof was still lying on the ground, motionless as a rock. They checked his breath and found that he was dead. They turned to Nasiruddin and asked him, "What have you done? The man is dead." Nasiruddin thought for a moment and replied, "It worked the last time." Nasiruddin had taught an eternal lesson. The solutions of the past do not always work in the present. Each situation must be assessed in its context, and new solutions must be evolved.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is listen to certain religious stories and then some moral lessons and themes out of these stories and then talk about them for the purpose of making use of these lessons in our daily life as Muslims. Well, the subject of the story we just listened to is about finding the right solutions for problems. I myself would rather take these moral lessons out of the story that one must use his or her wisdom in confrontation with problems and of course seek accommodations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his guidance in that regard. You know, hikmah or wisdom originally means to arrive at the righteousness by knowing and reasoning. In the same way that a horse is made tame by giving it a bridle, man too, by acquiring wisdom and by arriving at the right through knowledge and reasoning, is saved from wrongdoing. At times, the word hikmah is interchanged with aql, as evidence in the saying of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, who said, "The tongue of a wise person is behind the heart, and the heart of a fool person is behind the tongue." This hadith is about the significance of thinking before saying anything and even sometimes not speaking about what really goes on in the heart of somebody. One point should be made here, and that is wisdom and knowledge are not the same. Though ilm or knowledge may open the doorways to hikmah, but hikmah is distinct from ilm. Knowledge and information provides means for enlightenment. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Ask the learned, consult with the wise, and accompany with the poor." This hadith reminds us that wisdom and knowledge are two separate characteristics with distinct usage. Wisdom is a bounteous thing that is invaluable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Book of Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولي الألباب. Whoever is granted wisdom has indeed been granted something tremendous, tremendously beneficial, but none reflect except people of insight. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 269. Okay, let's go for a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Lantern from iRabbi English Radio. We are talking about finding the right solutions for problems. You know, when a Muslim encounters a problem, he must realize the fact that he needs the intervention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to solve the problem. And this can only be achieved through divine mercy and by involving in different virtuous deeds. Virtuous deeds elicit Allah's mercy and reduce Allah's anger, prevent his punishment, and pave the way for solution to a problem. Okay, now let's see what are the deeds that a Muslim person can do in confrontation with difficulties. The first is believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, a Muslim in problem must not only believe but strengthen his or her belief, love, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must be noted that at no point must a Muslim lose faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is the foundation of other deeds in Islam. Another way is to attribute the problem to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, unlike the non-Muslims that usually attribute their problems to creatures of Allah, a Muslim must attribute his or her problems to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to any creature of Allah. And must accept that whatever struck him could not have missed him, and that it was ordained before he was created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. No calamity or blessing occurs on earth or in yourselves without being written in a record before we bring it unto being. This is certainly easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 22. You see that this verse signifies the fact that we must refer our problems to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He knows well what happens and what is even within us and in the heart and mind of us. I hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode, and in fact that was quite a pleasure for me to talk about this issue. And I bid you farewell until another episode, and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.